Inside the tent, the oil stove muttered and hissed. A small balloon of oven-hot air expanded around the stove. The rest of the tent was freezing. The stakers dragged in posts and began to hammer on the regulation metal tags. The claims would be staked according to strict rules laid down to prevent disputes. Tagged posts would be hammered into the ground at specified points, and the resulting claim would be duly recorded with a government mining recorder in Yellowknife. At 9 o'clock the following morning, a weak sun rose a few degrees above the horizon and cast its thin light on the barrens. With the sun came a drop in temperature to 40 below. The helicopter lifted off and headed for the staking ground. When they reached the corner of the first claim, the helicopter touched down. A staker leapt out, drove in a post, and threw himself back into the helicopter, which immediately took off and charged along to the next point where a post must go. Stakes went into the snow every 1,500 feet, enclosing claims of 2,500 acres each. By noon, the weather had begun to deteriorate. A second helicopter arrived to help with the staking. The pilots were worried about whiteout, a condition in which blowing snow obliterates the ground and pilots can quickly become disoriented. They decided the conditions were just stable enough to keep flying. Then the GPS began to fail. Bright green coordinates would be scrolling onto the display when suddenly the screen would go dark. When it did, the staker would unfold his map and stare out at a shifting white world and try to identify some feature, indistinct and partly glimpsed, that matched a topographical detail on the map. The crews began to take shortcuts with the staking rules. Posts are supposed to be driven into the ground, but in what came to be a common practice, the pilots fitted their craft with small hinged windows, and when the crew thought it had reached the right place, the staker would flip the window open and shove out a post. They called it airmail staking. If someone later contested the claim on the grounds of improper staking, the claim owners could always suggest that a bear must have knocked out the post. Between storms, the staking maps were filling up with claims. Soon they had 500,000 acres. On one day alone, one of the helicopter teams staked a block that ran for 18 miles along one side. They took almost 90,000 acres close to Glowworm Lake itself. Someone discovered an unstaked block of 50,000 acres south of the BHP discovery claims. The whole block lay under the waters of Lac de Gras, but they took it anyway.